Let's hear about a rise in prices that, while tough on consumers, is a lifeline for cattle ranchers recovering from a long drought. The price of beef is up 20% over last year, hitting record levels for some cuts of meat. And on Texas ranches, that's good news. Andrew Schneider of Houston Public Media paid a visit to one of them.
A sprawling ranch known as 44 Farms covers thousands of acres in Cameron, Texas, about 2 hours' drive northwest of Houston. On this flat expanse of open land, cattlemen raise Black Angus, the most common breed of beef cattle in the United States. On a recent warm Saturday, the ranch held its fall auction. Owner Bob McLaren says his family has been raising cattle here for more than a century, breeding top-of-the-line bulls and females.
These have been through many stages of culling, making sure that we have the best genetics offering today.
Genetics in this case covers everything from the quality of the meat to ease of delivery for calves. None of the animals at this sale are headed for the dinner table anytime soon. They will be giving birth to a new generation of cattle. Until recently, most Texas ranchers were reducing the size of their herds as they struggled with years of drought. A relentless sun withered the grasses and grains that cattle eat. During the worst of it, feed costs soared for ranchers.
You know, our grasses were dying just from the lack of moisture, and we're feeding just corn stalks and anything else we could find to maintain the cattle through that tough time.
Finally, ranchers had to respond by reducing herds to cut costs.
The drought was so severe for so long, and the feed prices were so high that you just couldn't do that forever.
David Anderson is a livestock economist with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service.
We do have producers who were forced to sell off all their herds. A lot of those beef cows did go to slaughter.
Such moves pushed the U.S. cattle inventory to its lowest level since 1951. Meanwhile, the U.S. economy has been improving, so more Americans want to grill beef again. Now the demand for beef is rising, just as packing plants are running out of excess supplies. The result is predictable. Beef and cattle prices are going through the roof. Consumers may hate it, but those higher prices are making it possible for ranchers to purchase expensive feed in those areas, like the Panhandle and North Central Plains, where land remains badly parched. In other parts of Texas, the drought has eased, allowing ranchers to start rebuilding herds. That means Bob McLaren is seeing strong demand for his cattle. Again, Texas A&M economist David Anderson.
We have had calf prices at auction pushing $3 a pound. That is twice as much as what we would have thought in the past being tremendously high prices.
The fall auction at 44 Farms drew hundreds of bidders. The ranch made roughly $3 million in just a few hours, more than double the take from last year's fall sale. McLaren is already gearing up for his next auction in February. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.